Welcome one and all. It is not a Friday, but we're doing it on Thursday because tomorrow it is a public holiday, and I certainly do not want to bother my guest about matters of sport life with PBK on a public holiday. It's Heritage Day. If you know guys my generation, they will know a song that used to go something like Asiwa funa matatata au. Well, I think guys like Abos Komo, Omku, Otido, Nabo Shaba, Ostembiso, no Kaifas will be bobbing their heads as the sound of my bastardization of that number Fantuka. I'm a 2000, one side. This is a Mahrut man. But today I've got an Amper Marnis Tamper 2000 as our guest, and he's 24 years old. And he used to wear jersey number 28. He now wears jersey number 4. I'm going to find out from him about the significance of those numbers, if any. And he has indeed been playing professional football since he was promoted to the first team in 2016. His name is Tebogo Mokoena.
Hi, my name is Tebogo Mokoena, Super Sport and Bafana Bafana midfielder. I love Sports Live with BBK. Ta-da!
And Tebogo Mokoena, thank you very much for joining us right here on Sport Live with PBK.
Thank you, WBK, for the invite.
How's the boy from Bethlehem doing today?
I'm very good. Looking forward to Saturday. Yeah, waiting for Maritzburg.
Waiting for Maritzburg. But before we even get to Maritzburg, there's something special about numbers. Why the switch from number 28? Because I remember very well when you started, there was 28, but now you wear 4 on your back.
28 I was given when I got promoted to the first team, and obviously, like, but number 4, I'll explain it in my language. Number 4 ke ditaelo tsa ga tso. Ditaelo tsa ga dinne. So ke ka go le shuma moyeng. Ka le shuma le rato le nako. Ke ditaelo ka tso. Ke tlo nna le ba ka letsa ke apare number 4.
Ah, wonderful. You see, there's always meaning behind everything else. Now, Tebogo, let me just go back to Bethlehem. Talk to me about growing up in Bethlehem and also the relationship that you have with your fellow teammate, Usipho Mbule, who you've known since both of you were pickaninnies when you were at the Harmony Academy after being discovered, I think, by Pitso Mokoena. And you also at SuperSport United in the academy, you in the first team now, and even at Bafana Bafana. Take us back to Bethlehem.
I'm from Bosokong, Los, they call it Loso, like the suburb. I started playing for Juveniles FC. I don't remember when, but I was young. I've played there for most of the time, and then I've played for Junior Stars, and then I played for Mr. Star Development. Yeah, then I got my move to Harmony Sports Academy. My relationship with Sipho, we were not that close from home, because he was playing for another team. I was playing for Juveniles. I was playing for Junior Stars. So obviously,
you were opponents, basically.
We were opponents, basically. And the relationship started when we went to Harmony Sports Academy in 2013. That's when we started to bond, because the same hometown, and there was few players from Bethlehem who were at Harmony Sports Academy at that time. So started there in 2013. We've together from 2013 till now. So that's like roughly 8 years knowing him and bonding with him and being close and being friends.
Wonderful. Now you look at the fact that you are friends, you are closer, you are bonding, and when you track your guys' journey to where you are now at SuperSport United, I'm sure you know as well as I do that you are a man very much in demand. He too, you know, when people talk being Sundowns fans, Orlando Pirates fans, Kaizer Chiefs fans, your names are amongst the first names that people are mentioning as to, I would love to see these boys playing for my team. How is that? How are you handling that pressure?
It for me, makes me feel good because it shows like that the work I'm putting in on and off the field, it's really recognized by people, you know. So it's really motivating, and I wouldn't say like I have the pressure. Even when you sleep, you know that you're gonna wake up tomorrow. That's pressure. So yeah, pressure's everywhere. So we must just live with it.
For sure. But now, if there will be a gun to your head, I'm using a very extreme example here, to say of Chiefs, of Pirates, of Sundowns, where will Tebogo Mokoena like to go?
Stop asking me these questions, man.
I have to ask these questions because this will be one of the foremost questions that listeners of Sport Live with PBK would have wanted me to ask you.
Honestly speaking, I was a Kaizer Chiefs fan growing up. But when I went to Harmony, I started to fall in love with Sundowns because of how they play. Yeah, how they play, how they dominate. Because they compete now, they dominate. So how they dominate in the country and continental. So my answer will not be straight, but yeah.
I need a straight answer. Yes, you grew up supporting Chiefs and then you fell in love with Sundowns, but you're not mentioning Pirates. And you're wearing black and white as I speak to you now.
Yeah, I just love black. But my mom and my grandfather, they were all Orlando Pirates fans. Yeah.
So now the toss-up, because you grew up supporting Chiefs and you fell in love with Sundowns. So clearly, if any one of those two were to go to Stan Matthews and say, we've got this 16 million that you've put on Tebogo's head and there is a choice by Tebogo to be made, your destination will be?
I'll consider it.
I'm sure maybe at the back of your mind also, as Stan likes putting it, that he only sees you not going to any team locally, but going overseas. Has there been any kind of conversations with him about offers around that, maybe from abroad?
We didn't have offers as yet. I don't know anything about overseas moves, but yeah. No offers.
You did go to Asia a couple of months back. You went to Japan as part of South Africa's under-23 team that participated at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. And I think it will be fair to say you did not have a bad tournament at all in the three games that we played. But I look at the game against France, man, Tebogo. I still do not know till today how we lost that game, having led twice and you scoring that beautiful, beautiful strike. What happened there?
I think we lost concentration because it was in a critical phase. Last 10 minutes of the game, we conceded like three goals.
Two.
We conceded two goals in like last 10 minutes of the game. It says a lot because I think the guys were tired and we lost the focus and then, yeah. That's how we lost the game.
And we also lost you when you were substituted. And maybe if you had stayed in, maybe you could have been able to get that one last. Because over and above the three goals that we scored, we also had several chances that we didn't convert.
Yeah, we even missed the penalty.
Exactly.
So yeah, we deserved to get that one. And we went to... we went to that game wanting to win 3-0. And then we scored three goals, but we opened four.
I can see in your face it still bothers you.
Yes. But yeah, man, you know, that's the experience. I think we learned a lot from that.
Of course, we live to learn and we try and make sure that we don't repeat the same mistakes as we go forward. As we move from the under-23 team, as we continue our conversations with Tebogo Mokoena, the SuperSport United midfielder, former under-23 player and currently Bafana Bafana player, I want to bring in the Bafana equation now. Hugo Bruce is the new coach. He seems to have come in as Bruce, who is now the new broom that is sweeping clean in terms of trying to take Bafana Bafana to a new chapter. And he's done what a lot of people are calling younger players, which is fine, but we know that elsewhere you will find younger players being 18, breaking into the national team and stuff like that. You are there now with Bafana Bafana, and the team has done something positive, something that is giving us some kind of confidence, in the sense that you've started your World Cup qualifiers for 2022 Qatar in a positive note, in that you went away to Zimbabwe and you got a draw, and you came back home against Ghana and you got a much, much deserved victory. Talk to me about that experience and the meaning of that for you and the team as a group.
When we first the coach, they didn't know our names. But as the days went on, he started to learn our names, and after they came, then he knew all of us. So he's a good coach. He doesn't talk much. He observes too much, and is someone who gives confidence. Yeah, he gives us confidence. Oh, yo. He even told us that I'll make it the best. That's what he said to the team. He said, I'll make it the best. I think we don't know how capable we are, like, as South Africans. And for him, like, you can tell the way he speaks to us that he believes in us more than we believe in ourselves. Yeah, I mean, like, he gives us confidence, gives us so much confidence. He's a very calm coach. And even the assistant, Osido, is very good also, and father figure. And also there's new players in the team now. And even me, I would say I'm still new, because I didn't play much in Bafana. I was there, yeah, watching from the stands. And now I've started to, which for me is positive going forward. And it's always been my target that I want to be a regular at the Bafana level. And now I have the opportunity to grab it with both hands and never let it slide.
So what did Bruce call you guys before he knew your names?
I will say hello. Oh, he didn't call us by names. He just said hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Knowing soccer players, I'm sure you've given him that nickname. His nickname now is Hello, Hello, Hello.
No. No, you didn't.
One thing about Bruce Tebogo for me, he strikes me as a no-nonsense, you know, kind of guy who is very frank and brutally honest. Just share some secrets about the man with us.
Like I told you that he observes too much, but he doesn't talk much. I think that says a lot about Frank, and that's what I think. Because he doesn't talk much. He doesn't talk much. He's a coach that observes, just sit there alone and watches what's happening, and then yeah. But he's a good coach. He's a good coach. I think we're gonna achieve something with him. I think we're gonna achieve something with him.
Right. Speaking of achieving something, as Tebogo Mokoena tells us about the kind of man that the Belgian Hugo Bruce is, right here on Sport Live with BBK, you've done well. 4 points out of 6. And also, You are going to get back-to-back matches next month against Ethiopia. You've traveled there first, and then they're going to come and play here at FNB Stadium next. 6 points. You get those 6 points, Tebogo, you take your tally to 10 points. Remain top of the group. Ghana and Zimbabwe can take care of each other and eliminate themselves. Is it mission possible to go to Ethiopia and come back with 3 points and finish off the business in South Africa and make the 3-6 and make the 4-10?
It's, for me, it's possible. I just believe and work hard, because I don't think it's going to be easy. Ethiopia is a good team. They play well. They work well together as a team. So I think we must just go there as a team, focused, do the basic right, and I think we can get something out of them.
All right. I like what you're saying about Ethiopia, because it says to me that you guys have started to try and understand the opposition as well. And if you look at what game that they played against Ghana in their opening game, they lost. But they lost, I think, by a goal that was scored right at the death, just before full time. And also, when you look at the manner that they played against Zimbabwe, they knew that after having dropped 3 points in the first game, they had to get the 3 points in the next game, and certainly did that. Having seen them and the way that they bounced off after having lost their first game, it is something that you cannot take for granted, that you just have to arrive in Addis Ababa and get a result. Because Bafana have been there before, and you will know that we came back with a defeat after that spectacular header by Bernard Parker, own goal past Itumele Nkune.
Yeah. Ethiopia is a very good country. I think they have quality players, because we watched the game against Ghana, the game they played against Ghana. They dominated that game, but they lost the game.
With the last minute goal.
Yeah, they created chances. They were solid, but they lost the game. So, and they were playing away. So it's going to be a tough games. Home and away is going to be tough games.
Hopefully you guys will be up to the challenge. Let's swing it back now to the DStv Premiership, Tebogo. Last game out, you won what? 3-0 against the Swallows, and also, when you look at the scorers, a certain Tebogo Mokoena was there.
Yes, I must be there every game.
Yes?
Yeah, that's what I want.
I like that confidence, because also it speaks to the fact that you have this special ability to score special goals. Is it something that you really work on at training? And at the same time, having said that as a compliment, I still feel that you don't score as many as you could or should.
Yeah, you can say that I don't score as many as I should. But when I score special goals. It's something that I work on like every week. Even the guys, they know I training, like I stay behind, I do my shooting. Cause I know how much it takes to score those goals. It's not easy. I can't just wake up and go to the field and score such goals consistently. If it's a fluke, then we understand. Yeah. Don't need to practice. But if I wanna do it on a regular basis, I must practice it until I perfect it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when you look at Swallows, nishaya bantu manje suspend your coach. Has one into zenza onala makolo wako.
Ah, but it was an easy goal. It was a tepi.
Yeah, but I mean, the results, the 3 goals then made Utruta to be put on suspension.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's work for us, it's work for them. So, it is what it is.
It is what it is indeed. Now, Tebogo, next up, after having won 3-0 against Swallows, and your confidence must be surely up because you are one of the scorers, you are going to get Maritzburg United, who actually did well on Wednesday night when they beat Maromo Gallants. I'm going to say to you, tell me about what you expect coming from Maritzburg United.
We watched their game yesterday against Maromo. And we were discussing how they approach their game yesterday. But obviously, like with Coach Middledorp, like you will never know, because every game we play a certain way. So you'll never know what to expect. We may focus on ourselves. If we do our basics right and do what works for us, and then they'll have to deal with us because they're away from home. It's our home game. We're going to take the game to them, yeah.
And also, when you look, I think they were a bit lucky in that Maromo had several opportunities where they should have at least converted two. But football being football, they were not able to. And Maritzburg were able to get the goal that gave them the full complement of points.
Yes.
I'm looking at SuperSport last season. I'm looking at SuperSport this season. And I'm looking at a pattern. You guys have got this thing of starting very well, being right there in the top two, top three, top four. But as the season continues, you tend to slide. Yes, you stay in the top eight, but I think it is a bad habit that you must kick. SuperSport United is a team that formerly won the league. three times in a row, you know, something that Sundowns, as you said, they are now four times, they are chasing their fifth in a row kind of thing. But this sickness, if I may call it that, of SuperSport to start well and then sort of like lose steam as the season goes through is something that surely worries you and Coach Kaitano Tembo?
Yeah, it worries us very much. And I hope this season it won't happen.
But what is the cause?
Something that has happened for I don't know. I don't know what's the cause. Just everything just, I don't know. Yo. And we start well every season. We start well. We have like 30 points, 15 games. Next round, yo. It gets hard. I don't know. But I think we lacked to manage our games because we score.
Yes.
And then we let the teams to come back.
Yes.
And then I think the game management problem was our cause.
You're working hard to improve it, right?
Yeah, we're working hard to improve it. And I think we get in there. Home was not built in a day.
Rome was certainly not built in a day, but also people are still wondering whether now that you grew up supporting Kaizer Chiefs and you fell in love with Sundowns, is this the moment where I call Kaizer Motaung Jr. and Bobby Motaung, or I call Klopi and Rulani? I'm waiting.
No,
people want to know.
I don't answer these questions.
When last did
can you
speak?
Okay, let's leave that question, please.
When last did you speak to your manager? When last did you speak to your agent? And what is the latest news from him?
I spoke to him today. Yeah, he's just checking up on me. That's all.
He's just checking up on you. That's all. Come on, Tebza, man.
Yeah. I was just checking up on you.
Tell you what, I've just stopped the recording. You can tell me.
Nah.
I'm listening. You know what? This is the deal. I'm going to make sure that we find the story and we're going to break it in the Sunday Times. If not this week, definitely next week.
Okay, WBK.
Happy reading. Look forward to it.
Yeah, no. I'll be looking forward to it.
Most definitely. Teboho Mokoena, thank you very much for joining us right here on Sport Live with PBK. We love the conversation. We love the energy. And may all the forces that you believe in come together and make your career continue to prosper. And yes, we have been long suffering as Bafana Bafana supporters. You guys, as the new generation, you must not just give us hope. You must continue. It's not going to be an easy qualifying group. Even if you finish top of the group, you still have to play a home and away round so that we can select from the 10 teams, the teams that are going to go and represent Africa at the World Cup. And there's only 5 spots. So keep on it. Foot on the pedal. Focus. Concentrate. And let's see South African soccer fans being happy again.
Thank you, WBK.
What a wonderful conversation with Teboho Mokoena and Paige. I think this is the time where I say, Paige, let's go home. And guys, Paige doesn't love us very much. She's decided to take leave, which means next week we won't be having an installment. But she's going to come back fully recharged and we're going to make sure that we hit the ground running again as we do what we do best and we do what we love, which is bringing to you Sports Live with BBK.
Hey, hey, and happy Friday. You're listening to Producer Paige. If you love Sports Live with BBK and don't want to miss a single episode, subscribe for free episodes on Iono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your favorite podcasts. Keep an eye out on the Times Live and Sunday Times sports sections for latest episodes every Friday.